stolen. I also wanted you to know that you can expect a lot of riffraff, not riffraff, but a lot of riff from the other pilots that are going to be in the same situation that I just went through. They're not happy about any of this. So this is just the beginning of the storm, because it's going to happen. So you need to be aware. And something else, if something is not done with the business at the airport, it's going to be in danger, just like the Milford Diner. People have a choice of where they want to eat, or where they want to go, and what they want to do. If you make somebody mad, they go away, they stay, and they have no interest in coming back to buy a meal there. The manager at the Milford Diner said he couldn't care less about the locals. How wrong is that? Because that's probably, I would guess, maybe 75% of his business. But the other 25% was because of the reputation that the diner held previously. That's all gone. People won't go back. And then finally, I'm asking your help as an advisory committee to step in and make this wrong correct. Like I say, I've lost $75,000, and I was investing in the airport. I thought I was helping the airport, supporting the local airport, and this is what I get. Slammed in the face and kicked off the airport if I didn't sign that agreement. Closing thought, I understand that some of the discussion coming up tonight is having to do with increased insurance requirements on pilots and planes. Again, we're already paying way too much, and we're regulated way too much at the airport. So what's going to happen is, and maybe this is what they want all the little guys away from here so they can cater to the big jets. This is not Teterboro. I've been to Teterboro once, I will never go back. They changed my IFR clearance 4 times before I got to 900 feet. The rate was exorbitant just to tie down, and all they wanted was the big jets coming through. But this is not Teterboro, this is Sussex County. So just like the diner, people no longer go to the airport if you keep making them mad and changing the rates and all that kind of stuff. There's a handout you may pass around. I thank you for your attention.
So let me ask you, Mr. Bennett, in summary, basically you're upset with the lease that you've had for 4 years, and I guess a renewal of it. Is that the crutch of the problem, or are you upset with the overall interaction that you've had with?
The crux of the problem, the whole story, is that we purchased the hangar, and when we were purchasing, explained it in the handout, we came to the county asking for help. The county said, we'll charge you $18,000 a year for rent. The previous rent was $1,500, so they raised it 12 times, or they tried to raise it 12 times. We basically said that was crazy. So then they offered to buy the hangar back from us and charge us T-hangar rate. And I said, why would we want to do that when we just were buying the hangar? So anyway, the airport manager said, okay, how about if you assume the old lease, which is 2 years left, that will give me time, the airport manager, to get you a new lease before the expiration date. It'll be 2 years, we'll get a lease, get it all settled, and everything will be fine. Nothing was done. Absolutely nothing. But we assumed the old lease, and in that lease it said that at the end of the period that the hangar would revert back to the county. Well, he didn't have to do anything because he was going to get the hangar if he did nothing. And I think it's criminal.
Excuse me. Okay. I got to stop
okay.
right here.
I was going to say, we're getting into the particulars of your individual lease, which is not really the jurisdiction of our group here, but the concern of being upset with as a constituent of Sussex, using the Sussex County Airport is a concern.